Welcome to Reality Check, conversations with experts about applications, solutions, and the things Wi-Fi can do beyond just connectivity. Your host is Matthew Edwards, a Wi-Fi product marketing manager with Arrowhive Networks.
Our three-part podcast series on device-based learning and mobility in schools. Today we're going to be carrying on the conversation with Phil Maddox of Future Source Consulting, and we're going to be drilling down into some of these devices that we've been talking about into action. And today we're going to focus on more of a case study that Phil's been working with. So Phil, if you'd like to talk us through one of these success stories where you've seen device based learning in action, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the schools he visited recently was in Maidenhead, and they've essentially begun a Chromebook deployment within that school. So the way that their solution has worked is they've used a combination of a cart-based model for their junior years and then a one-to-one learning model with their senior years. And the way that it works is they use devices at home as well as in the school, which can bring some benefits, particularly if a child is away from school. It allows the teacher to still allocate them work and share work with the students. And the school itself, before it actually rolled out these devices, was already very embedded with Google Apps. So the transition towards Chromebooks was quite smooth for them.
Okay, great. Phil obviously mentioned Chromebooks there. So what kind of devices were you typically seeing being brought into the classroom, obviously around the Chromebooks, but any of the devices connecting as well in there?
Yeah, so as part of their rollout, they also incorporated interactive whiteboards within the classroom. So what the teacher would typically do with those is demonstrate essentially the lesson using the interactive whiteboard, using things like Google Classroom, and then the kids would then use their Chromebooks, again, get their information from Google Classroom, Google Docs, and we can obviously complete the lesson, and then that would then be reviewed using the whiteboard as well.
Okay, fantastic. So one thing when it comes to Chromebooks and the Google technologies, certainly in the UK market, is these are still relatively new to the market in comparison to, say, the US market, as we previously discussed. So this school that we're discussing, did they have any challenges either along the Chromebook side of things or with any of the technology based learning that they were seeing in the classroom?
Yeah, there evidently were some challenges with the move to one-to-one computing within this school, and I think the biggest challenge that they had was initially getting teacher buy-in to essentially going in this direction, so making sure that the teachers were on board and comfortable using Chromebooks, using interactive whiteboards in the classroom to really make a change and to really use them effectively. Mm-hmm. So that was probably one of their biggest challenges. From a technological standpoint, the networks did have to be upgraded within the school. They weren't in the right situation when the rollout was due to take place. So the broadband infrastructure as well as the Wi-Fi infrastructure in the school needed to be replaced. From a manageability point of view, there weren't too many issues as the Chromebooks do have they do have a built-in management platform as well, so the use of something like an external MDM platform wasn't required for this rollout, so that wasn't an issue, which is one we've actually seen in other places.
Perfect. And I guess probably the last question I would have from this point of view, obviously it sounds like a fairly smooth rollout and an interesting use case of some of the technologies in the classroom today. What were the top three things that you would take from this particular rollout, or it can be any rollout in general, that you would say have driven towards a successful adoption of this device-based learning?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest one is definitely getting teacher involvement in the project. If the teachers are on board and are being innovative and are really engaging with the technology that they're using, that's only going to benefit the teaching outcomes, the engagement with the students in the classroom. And I think that's a really big one. If the teachers don't believe in it and the teachers aren't following the same principles, then they're not going to, it's not going to be a successful rollout. The technology won't be used in its most effective way. I think one of the other key things that's needed for success is making sure that the infrastructure is right. Ultimately, when you are deploying technology into the school, you need to make sure that the user experience is there. And if you haven't got the infrastructure to support these devices, the user experience is going to be poor. That will lead to disinterest both from the teachers and from the students. It also causes delays and disruptions in the classroom, which ultimately affect the learning outcome and could, you know, negatively have an effect on the learning outcome as well. And I also think the last one that is quite key to this as well is knowing exactly how the devices are going to be used. And that, again, relates back to making sure that the teacher's involved. So having a very clear vision of the role of technology within the classroom and exactly how it's going to be implemented, whether that's going to be the devices are used for just browsing the web, whether they're going to be used for specific applications, making sure that there is a clearly defined use case and that there is innovation taking place. I think that's very important for a successful rollout.
Yeah, completely agree. And yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the point on the teacher's side. I think sometimes that can be left out. But when, you know, in previous deployments where I've seen technology driven learning, obviously the teacher buy-in is absolutely key. And I think I've seen a lot of technology gearing up to actually help the teacher as much as they are helping the IT team and helping the students with this idea of education through technology. And in some schools, I've even seen it moving towards a point where through the adoption of all these different technologies, the mixture of iPads and the interactive whiteboards, all the applications, etc., in the classroom, that you actually get mixed ability classrooms as well. So instead of everybody just doing exactly the same thing at the same time, using the same device, the same tools, a lot of schools were starting to recognize that actually you could use a whole range of tools for different people, a different time, and they could all learn in their own way, because obviously everyone learns in a different way. So it's really interesting to see how this technology is going to evolve moving forward. So hearing these kinds of success stories is absolutely brilliant, especially where it's varied technologies. Of course, we'd love to hear from anybody else who has interesting use cases within the education sector on how they're really changing the classroom, the idea of making it more than just four walls with the mobility and with the technology. It's absolutely really exciting times. I'm sure by the time we're having this discussion next year, again, it will have completely changed. And I'm sure some of those big bets of 2016 that we were discussing in the previous podcast will definitely be coming to light as well. So with that, it brings us to the end of the podcast series. First of all, Phil, I would like to say a massive thank you for sharing all of your insight and knowledge today and over the last couple of podcasts. It's been invaluable, so thank you very much.
Hey, no problem.
And to everybody else, I would love to say thank you for listening to this series. I hope it has been informative and given you some ideas about how you can start embracing or furthering your use of device-based learning in your classroom and make the student engagement and experience even more captivating than it is today. So thank you very much.